the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Gator Dave, he is on vacation. We'll check back with him next Tuesday. Griff, a little later, hour number three on this Tuesday edition from the Strike and Spear Studios. The F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. Up on Lake Michigan in Chicago. If you go due west, you'd run right into Omaha. Take you a few hours, though. Jeff, welcome in.
What? How are you this morning, Bill?
Morning, sir.
Damn good. Nice. Hey. Well, I heard you talking about random Big Ten teams today, so I felt like calling in and giving my 2 cents on some of these teams. For instance, I heard you mention Michigan State and Michigan State's football last season. I'll tell you what, like, it was kind of as you're saying, it was not good. It was a train wreck. But a buddy of mine and I, who's a Michigan State fan, I mean, we were ready to hand Mel Tucker Coach of the Year in the Big Ten for squeaking 2 wins out of that garbage team. And, I mean, not only was it 2 wins, they somehow found a way to beat Michigan, and then they beat division champ Northwestern. Can you believe it? That was Northwestern's only loss, was to that Michigan State team last year. It's almost unbelievable in a way. I mean, I don't know. I mean, to squeak 2 wins out of that team kind of tells me Mel Tucker knows what he's doing a little bit anyway, or at least it gives me a little confidence in Mel Tucker if I'm a Michigan State fan, to be honest. I also heard you mention, Purdue with Coach Jeff Brombardi. I mean, a couple things about Purdue last year. One is they opened the season real strong, too. They handed Iowa one of their 2 losses, right? But then when Rondale Moore came back, it's like they had this insistence that they had to get the ball to Rondale Moore, right? And instead of letting the big guy run it and getting the ball to David Bell like they had been, it's like they were forcing the ball to Rondale Moore constantly so they could, you know, boost his draft status or show the scouts that he wasn't injured anymore. Like, whatever they were trying to do. But I'll tell you what, like, if Brom doesn't fix that weak offensive line, and, I mean, their defense hasn't been able to stop anybody since he's been there. I mean, I know they acted like they retained Nick Saban when he didn't go to Louisville that year. I mean, you're right. He's not in the same boat as, like, Holgi, like you were talking about. But, I mean, if they have another disappointing year, then you have to think he'll be in Holgi territory, you know, prior to the 2020 season. And then, yeah, you know, I was talking with an Illinois fan about Brett Bielema. I'm sorry about that. What I meant to say, I was talking with an Illinois fan about Burt.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean to confuse the entire audience there. I'll admit it. I don't like Illinois. I don't like Burt very much. But, you know, and I'm not really high on the hire, to tell you the truth. I don't know. I don't see it for some reason. Now, I know a lot of Big Ten fans do see it, though. I'm kind of in the minority among Big Ten fans on that one, where they're like, oh, Brett Bielema, he's in Illinois. He knows what he knows that division. I mean, I don't know. I mean, an Illinois fan explained it to me, and I can sort of buy into this, that it's a high floor for Brett Bielema, right? But I don't know. There's something about him. There's something about the whole thing where I just, like, I don't know. I don't see it for some reason. I don't know if it's just, you know, it's the way, you know, it's more competitive, I think, now that overall than when he was last in the Big Ten. Something. I don't know. I don't see it. Like, what's your, like, how, I mean, if you had to guess, I'd love to know, like, how long do you think he's going to be there? You know, do you think he can do something like, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, go to, you know, like, say a Hall of Fame bowl or a Citrus Bowl or something like that. I mean, I don't know. I'm interested to see what your read on it is. But anyway, I just thought I'd offer up my two cents on those things. I mean, I'm just sitting here happy that my team, Indiana, has the best football coach in the Big Ten, and now we have the best basketball coach in the Big Ten, too, who's coached at the highest level, who players who's played for him absolutely love, and Coach Mike Woodson. So I'm just sitting back here enjoying this no cloud in the sky Chicago weather that we have. It's beautiful every June, and, you know, getting ready for my coaches to put out great teams this year. So, you know, things are going well. Just wanted to let you know that, okay?
Hang in there, Jeff.
Hang in there. It's coffee.
Yes, sir.
Later.
Jeff up in Chicago. The Burt to Illinois hire is one that I'm interested in. I don't know if I think the ultimate conclusion is he does well. Illinois is a tough gig. Illinois is a long way removed from any type of memories that would draw you in, right? It's a tough gig. Now, it's potentially a good gig because of geography, but it has not upheld that supposed potential reputation. Just hasn't. And like we were talking earlier, can he take his reputation, which is a physical style, and apply that to Illinois where we can notice it, where you can see the incremental increase. You can see the stair-step improvement year to year. I am probably more skeptical than Pollyanna when it comes to that topic. I'm a skeptic. I've seen Burt do good things. I've seen him not do good things as well. It works both ways. Here is a quote from Clay links this. It was regarding the NC State and Vanderbilt game. It was a 1-0 game. Leiter pitched very well, gave up a home run. That was it. That was the difference in the ball game. Yeah, difference in the ball game. And the pitcher for NC State, the freshman, was Sam Heifel. And here's Tim Corbin quoting, said that was a well-pitched game, as good as you're going to want to see. If you're a pitching person, you like it. If you're an offensive person, you want to hit yourself over the head with a shovel. Did you see, here is it's the post-game, and they're interviewing, I guess, the coaches, whatever, and it's Tim Corbin and a question. They've got a new reporter. I believe this is the Tennessean. Correct me if I'm wrong, and this is not meant to be mean, but you got to do better than this. And the question she asks is, what did Go do wrong for the offense tonight? I believe that's – let me pull this up. Here it is. It's going to be really bad audio. What did go so wrong? That was not as bad as I thought. And Adam Corbin sat there. It was awkward as heck. and it's dead silence. He's staring. He can tell he's a little ticked off at the wording and the question because it was kind of unprofessional, and he just says, no base runners. That's what went wrong. Corbs is usually not a, and I'm not saying he's showing a temper here because he's not raising his voice at all, but you can tell he's ticked off. Obviously, they just lost a game, didn't get anything done at the plate, and he is also giving credit in another quote to the pitcher on the other team. Yeah, he did all that, but it's just the way the question is worded is just awful. Maybe not as bad as I thought, but still just absolutely awful. Jim in Jupiter regarding Clemson kicking sand in everybody's face in the ACC. Metaphorically speaking, walking down the beach, all jacked up, probably got a trophy girlfriend on one arm, walking down the beach, kicking sand in everybody's face. Jim in Jupiter, Bill, only Florida State will have the players to stand up to Clemson. But that is down the road a bit and won't happen in some time. It will happen because Florida State, historically, Bowden on has been way better for the most part. It's going to take a Herculean effort for anybody. Florida State's got the best, I'm going to say history. Now, Miami fans might want to flare up, but Miami hadn't done anything in 20 years. So I'm not going to throw Miami in there. I will throw Florida State in there. I think North Carolina is another one with Mack Brown. Larry in North Carolina, he's a big Michigan fan, says, Bill, remember now, we were talking about week one sneaky good games, not Clemson, Georgia. That's not a sneaky good game. That's a really historically good matchup, right? We haven't seen it much like we used to get that game, but that is a game that speaks for itself. It's not sneaky at all. It's profound. So the list was sneaky week one games. Sneaky good week one games. Larry says, Bill, remember when Maryland beat Texas week one? Always some spice. They did it 2 years in a row. Says always some spice in week one. It's a very good point. Very good point. 614 Rob links a Lane Kiffin tweet. And it's a tweet with a picture. It says, trying to get swole after spending Sunday with the GOAT. Now, I guess he's talking about Nick Saban. I think it's Lane Kiffin's body with Nick Saban's head on it, but he's holding Kirby Smart like he's a little kid. In his arms. That's the tweet. I saw that one earlier. That one is, depends on what side you're on. If you're anti-Kirby, that's really, really funny. If you're Kirby and you're Georgia, it's not so funny. Anyways, there's the music. We'll take the first break here. Just getting, just busting a grape here on the Tuesday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's picked up even more in the last few minutes with that traffic flow on 24 up by Harding Place. All that traffic behind it coming in from Rutherford County. Still trying to mop up that earlier wreck on Nolensville Pike at Antioch Pike. Also a crash 5700 block in Nolensville Pike getting some attention right now. 65 South at Trinity Lane already starting to bunch up. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them today at 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group. And finally, the loving face lick. It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks. Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one. Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Your experience matters. At University of Phoenix, relevant life experience and eligible transfer credits can help you earn your degree faster and for less. In fact, undergrads who apply these credits, on average, save about 1 year and $11,000. Get the credit you deserve for time spent in the classroom, on the job, and in life, and see how much you can save at phoenix.edu. That's phoenix.edu.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town. The George Blaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Blaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Blaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Blaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Bama Mark this morning on Twitter. Bill, last time Illinois. Boy, Illinois is getting more mentions on today's show than maybe in the last 20 years. The last time, Bama Mark says, Illinois had a great team is when they played Bama in Bear Bryant's last game. That was the Liberty Bowl, right? They had Tony Eason as the quarterback and gave Bama fits. I believe 1982, Bama won, but it was a tough win. Players won it for Bear. Well, they had a Rose Bowl team right after that. I believe, didn't the 83 Illinois team go to the Rose Bowl? I think so. And I think they had Dick Butkus's son, Mark Butkus, on that team. That's where Dick played back many, many years ago before his NFL fame. But the last really good Illinois team was the Zucker team. That team got to the Rose Bowl. That was 07-08, right in there, and they beat the sweater vest. Buckeye fans, Josh, all the Buckeye fans out there, 614 Rob, M. Roos, Buckeye Brenda, Lake Norman Buckeye. I mean, I'm going to leave a bunch of you out. Vaughn Broadnax would have been around for that 82-83 stuff when he was playing there at Ohio State. Anyways, that Zucker team was a good team and went out, played Pete Carroll in the Rose Bowl, got beat by Pete Carroll, and they fired the Zucker, I think, a year or two later. Now Illinois went downhill after that some, and they ran my boy the Zucker off, which was a mistake. Now, that was a mistake. Don't run the Zucker off so soon. The Zucker, I know this because he's been at some of the camps. He was at Florida State about a week or two ago, wasn't he, the Zucker? He's on the Maryland staff in some capacity. I have not talked to the Zucker. So, I can just tell you, the Zucker loves me. I haven't been in touch with him, but last time I was in Hoover for the SEC meetings, I'm standing there checking in the hotel with Frank Frangie. Frank's been in Jacksonville radio for a long time, and he's also the Jacksonville Jags play-by-play man. Frank's very well known down there. Anyways, I'm talking with Frank. I've known Frank a long time. We used to do a TV show together, and we're just chit-chatting about nothing else. Man, I just saw the Zucker. Zucker loves you, Bill. Zucker absolutely loves. I love me some Zucker, too. I reciprocate that love. But I haven't talked to him in a while. Jay Cutler's burner account. Big Ten fans need to be suspended. All they do is ramble incoherently, Bill. That was painful. Just missing Lions talk, or if Penn State can just win 8 or 9 games this year. Penn State's going to be better than that, I would think. Jeff likes his IU, man. Jeff is a big IU guy. That's just his team, man. Kip up in D.C. Bill, Burt will make the Big Ten title game before Kirby wins a natty. That, oh. How about that for an affront? Burt will make the Big Ten title game before Kirby wins a natty. I tell you what, since there's so much week after week and month after month Kirby talk, we need Brad to lay down some odds. For example, who will win a natty first, Tony Vols or Kirby? That came up yesterday. Somebody tweeted that yesterday. Tony Vols in baseball or Kirby Smart. Tony Vols is one loss away from being out of the College World Series, but he's done a wonderful job there. Oh, and remind me to get into the LSU thing. We'll have Blake Ruffino on tomorrow, but there's a lot of thinking that LSU is simply waiting for the Vols season to end so they can go all in on Tony Vols. That would be a huge blow to Tennessee. Now, again, I'm not equating baseball to football or basketball, but I'm just saying you got a guy doing a hella, as they would say, job. You can't let him get away. If he gets away to the sex appeal and the tradition and the history of LSU, which has all of that, but if he gets away because you're cheap or something, that's a horrible sign. Yeah, very, very bad sign. Clay, big Vanderbilt fan, says, Bill, the Giants are retiring Eli Manning's number, inducting him into the Ring of Honor. I saw another story where Eli actually is taking a job with the Giants. I believe Eli has permanently resided since playing for the Giants in the New Jersey area, right? I believe that's right. I don't think he lives down in New Orleans where Archie is and company. I think he's permanently up there. Well, it doesn't have to be permanent. Eli's made so much money. But I believe he and his family's primary residence is in New Jersey, I think. Perry Mason. Bill, how things have turned for Jeff in Chicago, an IU fan calling in giving a Big Ten report. Where has all the Michigan and Michigan State fans gone? Good for him. He is a very loyal fan on the show. He was there before they started winning. That's true. IU, and this is from 614 Rob, sorry. IU has the best football and basketball coaches in the Big Ten. Someone's hitting the bottle awfully early today. Hashtag winning the talking season. He's happy. Yeah, don't crush my boy. He's happy. Jeff in Chicago's happy. Yeah, Jeff came down. He was down for the first commitments. He wasn't able to make it for the second one. M. Roos up in Cincinnati. You know, there was a kid, one of my boys works for a lawn crew in the summer. And it's my 15-year-old. And one of the guys on the crew plays football at some small college in Cincinnati. I think it's a D3 school. And I can't remember. I'll try and remember the name of it. But during football season, he's up there in Cincinnati at a D3. Loves it up there, too. Apparently really likes it. Amroos, Bill, October 23rd at Bloomington. Buckeyes off a bye week. Hoosiers' previous 2 weeks are Penn State at home and against Sparty. Nets are going to be out for blood. Sparty will be fighting for respect. Hoosiers could be pretty banged up by then. Good point. Lake Norman, Buckeye, Bill, I do remember that 07 Illinois loss well. But, hey, everybody else was losing that year, too. Boy, the Ohio State fans, I remember that. They were calling in. Now, see, back then, Yipsy Terry called in. And for those of you who did not know him or do not remember him, Yipsy Terry is a first ballot Hall of Fame caller. Matter of fact, he is so good, you don't even have a meeting to elect him. You just put him in there. You just do it. And he called us for several years, big Buckeye fan, and every call was like the Cosby Cattleman or Black. Every call was just ridiculously good. And boy, was he ticked off after that game. Oh, big Buckeye fan, loves him. He works for the ODOT, the Ohio Department of Transportation. And even before that, he'd stop calling pretty much. But once he got a job with ODOT, he didn't call anymore because of the rules. Apparently, you can't have a phone or you can't have a radio or I don't know all the rules, but at least not when you're working there. Aliquippa Bob, who is on the beaches of America, not on the Aliquippa Beach, I can promise you that. Not even on the, the Monongahela and Allegheny Rivers. He's not even on those. Welcome in.
Hey, Bill, yeah, it's a lot. These beaches down here are a lot nicer than the Ohio River beaches I grew up with, just to say the least. Hey, you know, you're talking about this coach of the Big Ten coaching thing. You know, Bill, I don't know that Tom Allen's the best. There's some nice coaches in the Big Ten, Bill. But you have Kirk Ferentz at Iowa. I'd take Kirk. I'd take Fitz over at Northwestern. Ryan Day, of course, at Ohio State. I mean, I don't know how you pass him up. And I kind of put Tom Allen in that category. He's a good coach. Prove it over a long haul. You know, I mean, we had Jeff Brohm come in. He did very well for a year, went down. You know, so let's see how Tom Allen does this year. Maybe even James Franklin. But, you know, Bill, the biggest difference that I see between the coaches in the Big Ten and the coaches in the SEC is that the Big Ten coaches, you have a lot of old guard coaches there, coaches that want to win the Big Ten first. So they're building their teams to win the Big Ten. And, you know, I don't know which category I'm putting Tom Allen in yet, but I'm definitely putting Fitz, Kirk Ferentz, Paul Christ, you know, those kind of coaches that have been there, Burt Bielema. They're going to build their teams to win the Big Ten, not win a national championship. And right now, I think there's only two coaches that are trying to build their teams to win a national title, and that's Penn State, James Franklin, and Ryan Day. I think both of those guys have that SEC mentality that says you not only have to win the Big Ten, but you got to win beyond that. And if you look at the differences in these clubs, you know, if you try to run straight ahead at Iowa, you try to run straight ahead at Indiana, Wisconsin, you're going to have trouble doing that. That's the old Big Ten guard. But you start going around the corners and you get to the outside, And that speed is lacking. And that's where the SEC mentality comes in, where there's speed all across the board. The Big Ten coaches, for some reason, either they can't recruit it or they haven't been able to recruit it or they don't want to recruit it. I don't know which one it is. So I think that, you know, they're two different mentalities there. So what are your thoughts about that, Bill? You think I'm way out there on that?
Well, not necessarily. I don't think you're way out. I mean, I think all those schools you mentioned that are building just for the Big Ten action would never admit it, but they can't win a national championship even if they were trying.
Yeah, you probably got a point, Bill, but I'm of the opinion now with all this money flying around that just about any, especially when you're starting to play paid players, that just about anyone's going to be able to win a natty now. If you throw enough money at it, you should be able to bring in anyone you want, right?
Right.
I mean, who's to say, why couldn't Wisconsin go out and say, hey, Arch, we're going to pay you $2 million to come play at Wisconsin, and Clemson's going to pay him $100,000. I don't know. If I'm Arch, I'm going to take a hard look at Wisconsin. So to me, Bill, I think this is going to change the game from that respect. But my question is going to be, is the Big Ten mentality going to change? Are they still a bunch of old guard, good old boys that we're just going to win the Big Ten and go to the Rose Bowl? I mean, Michigan, right? Michigan State, traditional schools, traditional Big Ten, I'm going to hit the line, I'm going to run you over. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what Mel Turner does out there. I think it's a little early to you know, cast any book on him. But, yeah, that's just my two cents on it, Bill.
Appreciate it, bud.
Talk to you.
Josh links an article. And let me see what we're looking at here. It's a Yahoo Sports article from Saturday. And it's, it says ESPN compares Ohio State versus Alabama. And it's the job. Ohio State job versus the Alabama job. Which wins out? And it goes through here. I'm not going to read all the bloviating stuff, all the boilerplate. But, and I haven't seen this yet. I saw somebody link it earlier, but Josh just linked it again. History edge they give to Alabama. Resources and administrative support edge to Ohio State. Recruiting access to talent, edge Alabama. Expectations, program climate, Ohio State. I don't know where Ohio State's better than Alabama in any of those categories. How could you list Ohio State ahead of Alabama in anything right now? Now, Ohio State is one of the few teams that can win a national championship, first and foremost. We know that. Ohio State's got everything you need. But you can't rank anybody ahead of Alabama right now. The current state of the program or the job or whatever. Now, Ohio State is a A-list, elite, immaculate job. But nothing is Alabama right now. Alabama is on a run that history has basically never seen before. There's really nothing to compare it to. Yeah, Ohio State is a phenomenal job and opportunity for anybody that gets it. And Ryan Day's got his hands on it. I wouldn't let go of it either. But I don't know how you could compare anything and say it's better than Alabama right now in football and job description, etc. I don't know how you do it. It'd be any school. All right, there's the music. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The wrapping up this car fire here on 40 eastbound. Just before you get up to Fessler's, the heaviest flow of traffic's coming the other direction on 40 westbound right now. Approaching Fessler's, mopping up that earlier wreck, 24 westbound at Haywood Lane. Traffic's on the increase, I-40 east now through Kingston Springs. You got all that traffic flow coming in right now from Dixon County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck when you're on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of four Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny. Highs today around 78. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows near 57. For Wednesday, sunshine. Highs near 83. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Low 64. Sunshine for Thursday. Highs near 89. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Adam, who'd you say we have on hold? Jim down in Jupiter. Welcome in.
Hey, Bill, Bob's on to something. So what is the deal with so many Big Ten teams being so into the Big Ten championship? What's up with that?
Being so what now?
What's up with so many Big Ten teams being so into the Big Ten championship and not caring about natties and all that stuff? Because we don't get that down here.
I don't know if that's a thing or not. The way I took it is, more teams are realistic, perhaps, that the league championship is the max and winning a natty, unless you're Ohio State, maybe Penn State, but it's not in the cards for any of those other teams. Remember, Michigan State's last really good team got beat in the semifinals by Alabama like 50-0.
Yeah, I mean, it's another level there, but right. I don't know. I remember when I was in my first year in college and Florida State was 1 and Michigan was 3, and all the TV people were talking about Michigan this, Michigan that, and Bo and all his Big Tens. And, you know, all we cared about was getting to the natty, winning a natty, and it seemed like they just cared about a Big Ten championship. We went up to Ann Arbor and gave them the worst beating they've ever had at Ann Arbor. That team loaded with players like Terrell Buckley and Marvin Jones and Amp Lee just blew them out of their own stadium. But, I mean, I think that's a real thing that some of these, even like Michigan. I mean, Bill, when was the last time Michigan won a national championship that wasn't shared? Wasn't it like in the 40s?
It was 1948, I believe. According to 614 Rob.
I mean, we're talking, we're almost talking Texas A&M type of sorriness there. I mean, 48? And Bill, honest question. Do you really believe if Michigan, that 97 team, went against Dr. Tom's last team, Nebraska would have blown them out, don't you think?
I would pick Nebraska in that game, yes.
I mean, they're really lucky, and that's another thing. If they were back then, they were tied into the Rose Bowl. Well, they still are, but to where they didn't have to play the top team. I don't know. I just I agree with Bob there. You know that it's Ohio State and probably Penn State that really care about national titles, and I get a team like Northwestern not, you know, going for everything, but schools like Michigan, Michigan State, I'd say even Wisconsin. You know, Wisconsin does great because they have a lot of academic barriers that they got to go through. Well, what were some of those standards? Get to the next level. I mean, as we see, unfortunately, college football is going places that a lot of us don't like, but conference championships, I mean, that's good, but really it's about winning it all. If you can win it all, you got to go for it. That's my take on it. But that's what I got for you, Bill. You all have a good one.
See you, Jim. Appreciate the call. Jeff, too, on Twitter confirms 1983 Illinois got to the Rose Bowl. That's, other than the Zookers 07 team, that's the best somewhat modern history, if you want to call that. That's, for me, that's modern history. You may have a different definition. 83 team went 10-2. Lost their opener, according to Jeff here, to Missouri. Then won 10 games in a row. Went 9-0 in the Big Ten. Then they got to the Rose Bowl and they lost to UCLA. No, am I right or wrong? Illinois' only other loss. Yeah. UCLA and the Rose Bowl. So there you go. And I believe Mark Butkus, Dick's son, was on that team, if I am remembering. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, Tony Vols does not have the shaky past or scandals to be a good fit for that godforsaken swamp down at LSU. He's a wholesome Maserati driving family man. Pay Tony Vols. There's a lot of talk and a lot of worry right now from the Big Orange point of view on this one. Now, I've had people ask me, Tim Corbin's not leaving Vanderbilt for any gig, okay? He's a Vanderbilt lifer. He's done it through thick and thin, a lot of thin on that campus. And if he's not leaving after some of that stuff, he's not leaving. And he's got the best program in America on average. No reason for him to leave. But Tony Vols now just kind of getting going with his career. That one's a different story. I'm not predicting he's leaving, but I'd be worried about it. Yeah, I'd be worried. Not like Tennessee makes all the right decisions, correct? Tennessee's history is not one of lots of really good coaching decisions. It's just not. That would worry me. Lake Norman Buckeye, Bill, did you see this? It's a tweet, and it was yesterday. I did see it, and I have not brought it up yet. According to Matt Mershell, college football writer, Pac-12 is considering eliminating divisions. Says the new commissioner, George Klavkoff, and again, I don't know this guy. When he got hired, I told you I don't know anything about him other than what we read. The ADs of the Pac-12 and the new commissioner have begun discussing significant revisions to the football schedule, plus the structure as college football expansion appears inevitable. And one of those conversations is, what if we eliminated divisions? Pac-12 is a broken league. We do know that. We'll get another break here on this Tuesday edition. Griff a little later, hour 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. An accident being dispatched right now through the fire department. 440 westbound at Hillsboro Pike. Watch out in that area. Cleaning up that earlier wreck. 24 westbound near Haywood Lane. Still a lot of traffic coming in on 24 right now. Out of Rutherford County, in and through Davidson County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Eagle View Roofing and Contracting is reminding all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to learn how you can send a military care package today. This message is brought to you by veteran-owned Eagle View Roofing and Contracting. Give Tyler, Casey, and John a call today at 615-426-4369. That's 615-426-4369. Eagle View Roofing and Contracting. They're people who care.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the app store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely
Omni Nashville Hotel.
No camp up in the Chicago area. Bill, speaking of the Mannings, tonight is the premiere of Peyton and Cooper's new game show. I don't even know that I am aware of that. Is that on ESPN or what is that going to be? I do not like game shows, so I probably will never see it. But wow, I don't think I knew about that. You would think if it's the Mannings, I would be in tune with it. I'm not going to be. I doubt I'll be interested in watching it, but anything with Peyton and Cooper, I mean, man. No, that's not Eli's kind of thing. Yeah, Eli's not into that. Eli, of the three brothers, is the one who is the least gregarious. That might not be exactly the right word. Eli is not Mr. Talk It Up guy. Eli is not the guy that walks in and takes over the party. right? Cooper is, Peyton is. He's a little more shy, a little more awkward than the other two. M. Roos says, Bill, that small school up in Cincinnati is Mount St. Joe. They're the Lions. They're on the west side of Cincinnati. I think that's what my son was telling me about. One of his friends is playing up there. Just finished his freshman year up there and liked it. Yeah, liked it. Rob in the 540. Now, this is a comparison, y'all. You guys can all take this test. You ready? Says, hey, Bill, Illinois football, Kansas football, the Detroit Lions are arsenic. It's a toss-up. Which one would you choose? Let me go back through that. Illinois football, Kansas football. See, I'm a Lance Leipold fan. He's the new coach. He sent me some nice messages through the year. Really good guy. He started listening to us back in the satellite days. And we stay in touch a little bit. I congratulated him for the Kansas job, and he sent me a nice note back. But I can't diss Kansas now much anymore because I like him too much. But if you're saying Illinois football, the Detroit Lions, or arsenic, I may go with the arsenic. I it's close. I have to think about it a little bit. Jeff in Chicago. Bill, Jeff Brohm has had 2-6-6 seasons, and Tom Allen has had an 8-4-7-1. So Tom Allen is in front right now. Tom Allen wins again this year at IU because there's going to be skeptics. It's easy. Well, let me back up. It's not easy. But getting there initially is easier than maintaining it, like I've told you all along. If this guy starts maintaining, God knows what's going to come across his desk as far as offers and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's going to get crazy. Tech Bogey 6. Been a while with Tech Bogey 6 checking in with us. Says, these articles are all hat and no cattle. No clue how they came up with that. Bama runs college football. What's that article about comparing which job is better, Alabama and Ohio State? See, that's a tough one because when you take a side, which I clearly take the Alabama side, it makes it sound like you're saying the Buckeyes, it's not a good job. Buckeyes, that's right at the top of the G-word jobs in college sports, period. Or any sports job, for that matter. The Ohio State job is one where if you're winning, you are living in paradise, right? You are, the world is yours. So it's when you get the comparison thing, we're almost trained to say it's good and then you've got bad. You can't have good and good. In this case, you're talking about two supermodels, Alabama and Ohio State. But the Alabama gig, you cannot say there's any gig as good as that right now with Nick Saban there. Now again, does that mean the story stays the same forever? No. No, not at all. It's a moving target, but right now the Alabama gig is with what Nick's doing there, it's unparalleled. Yeah, totally unparalleled. Griff, a little bit later in hour number three, about 20 minutes in, hour number three. No Gator Dave today. He's vacationing. He's down on the, he's down in Jamaica, man. He's chilling. He's having a good time. I don't think Gator Dave, again, I know him, but I don't know him, you know, personally very well. But I don't think he's a devil's lettuce guy. Yeah, I don't. I just think he's down there. I think he's probably got an umbrella drink. He's probably sitting in a hammock. He's chilling. He's having a good time. I think he and the wifey hit one of the islands every year. I don't think we've hit the island since we were in the Caymans. Oh, no. We did the Caymans, and we did the Little Palm Island right down there off the Keys. We've done those. But that's about it for us. We're not big, let's pack it up and hit one of the islands kind of folks. You know what we are? We're big into packing it up and doing the show every morning. That's our island getaway for the last, 30-something years. Hour number 3 is coming. Let's do it. Omni Nashville Hotel.